At the beginning of that gospel, we hear that Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together. And people have often wondered, well, what does that mean? What was this whole betrothal thing? Were they just engaged? Or were they, what's going on? Because elsewhere in the gospel, it says Joseph, her husband, so it implies that they were more than just engaged. And the angel says, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife. So already there's this language as if they're married, and yet at the beginning it says they're betrothed, but before they live together, so what's going on? Betrothal was a common practice in the Hebrew culture, and you were legally married. It was a legal marriage, and that's why they were referred to as husband and wife. It was not a so-called trial marriage. You were legally married, but there was a year of abstinence where you didn't live with each other, and of course you were therefore not having any kind of marital relations, but you were legally married. And here we have this dilemma, because they are legally married, and yet they're still in that year of betrothal. And all of a sudden, Mary turns up pregnant. And so the angel appears. Now, the angel has already appeared to Mary. We know that story, the Annunciation, when the angel appeared to Mary and said, this is God's plan. And she says, okay. And 9 months later, she gives birth to Jesus. But the angel had to appear to Joseph, too, and kind of let him know what was going on. And so the angel appears to Joseph and basically explains the situation to him. But before the angel does that, look at Joseph's response. And this is what I just want to zoom in on very briefly. They're betrothed, so they're married, but they're not living together. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose Mary to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Because he was a righteous man, just, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, merciful, he decided to divorce her quietly. And I've often kind of thought, you know, we could really learn a lot from St. Joseph. St. Joseph kind of gets stuck in the shadows in the Christmas story. We don't hear much about him. And of course, one of the Catholic jokes that we always like to throw around, because we're one of the few Christian religions that believes that Mary was 100% sinless. One of the cool kind of jokes is, you know, well, if anything ever went wrong in the Holy Family, it was obviously Joseph's fault. Jesus, of course, didn't sin, couldn't sin, was God. And of course, Mary, so she couldn't sin. And so if anything ever went wrong in the Holy Family, it must have been Joseph's fault. But we don't really hear much about Joseph. But I just want to zoom in on his response to finding out Mary's pregnant. Mary's pregnant. They're betrothed, but they're in this one-year waiting period. And it says that he is a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame. He is just, and yet he is merciful. And therefore, what is his just, yet merciful response? His just, yet merciful response is, I'm going to divorce her because I have to. Because she obviously did something that she shouldn't have done if she's pregnant. Now put yourself in Joseph's shoes. The angel hasn't explained to Joseph yet how this has happened. Joseph's response is, she must have done something wrong because she's pregnant. It's a reasonable, you know, back then, Joseph's thinking something bad must have happened. I need to separate myself from the situation. That's the just side of Joseph. That's the righteous side of him saying, I need to remove myself from anything that even smacks of sin. And so I need to divorce her. And yet, the merciful side of him, unwilling to expose her to shame. There's that merciful side of him that says, but I love her. She's a great woman otherwise. And I don't want to draw any bad publicity. So I'm going to divorce her, but I'm going to do it quietly. And I've often thought, man, Joseph really knew how to walk that fine line. Now, thank God, he didn't divorce her. That's probably one of the fastest ways of going to hell, divorcing the Blessed Mother. But the angel appears and explains everything, and he takes Mary into his house, and the rest is history. But I've often thought, we could really use St. Joseph as a model as a model of how to be good Christians. I could use St. Joseph as a model of how to be a good priest, how to walk that fine line between justice and mercy. On the one hand, to say to people, for instance, I'm sorry, you're not practicing. I can't give you the Blessed Sacrament in communion. I can't give you the Holy Eucharist because it would be blasphemy. And I can't do that because that would cause you to sin and it would cause me to sin. And that's the just side. Merciful side is, but I love you and I want you to be close to our Lord, and so I'll do whatever I can to get that done. Hear your confession or work with you or find out what priest 20 years ago said something to you that you didn't like and now you're all upset. And okay, fine, apologize and work that out, right? St. Joseph's a good model for me as a priest to try to walk that line between justice and mercy. I submit to you, brothers and sisters, he's a good model for all of us to kind of walk that fine line as Christians. On the one hand, to go out into the world and to challenge people. That's our job. Our job is to challenge people, and yet to do it lovingly. It can never be a holier than thou. It can never be, I'm a Catholic, we have the fullness of the truth, and I'm here to tell you why you're wrong. Like, we can't do that. And admittedly, there have been people in the Catholic Church who have done that. We can't do that. But we can also not fall into the other extreme of saying, I just want to be a nice person and just have everyone happy, and that's really the whole point of this life, is just for everyone to be happy. Forget about the whole thing of, you know, going to heaven. We just want everyone to be happy, and so I'm not going to challenge you. We don't want to fall into that extreme either, because we all need to be challenged. I need to be challenged at times. You need to be challenged at times. But we need to do it lovingly. It needs to be in charity. It needs to be not holier than thou. It needs to be really wanting what's best for the other person, wanting them to get to heaven. So I told you I would keep this brief. I'm going to just wrap up with that. During this Christmas season, as we're looking to make new beginnings, perhaps, to give in this season of giving, let's make sure that we are challenging ourselves, others. Let's make sure that we are open to being challenged ourselves. But let's make sure that we're always doing it lovingly, that we follow that example of St. Joseph, who is a righteous man and yet so merciful.